So that's one major story we're following this morning. Another, of course, is the aftermath of the earthquake in Haiti, and we're going to hear some of the sounds of that aftermath next. Even in the midst of the rubble, there are moments of reprieve, and NPR's Carrie Kahn sent us an audio postcard.
For those who survived the earthquake, daily life in the Haitian capital is consumed with enduring hunger, thirst, and pain. But there are breaks in the collective trauma, moments that can even bring a crowd to its feet and fill a dusty homeless encampment with song. Women and children form a circle chanting praise for Joshua's victory in Jericho. They call out for the walls to come down, a sadly ironic song in the city in ruin. Still, for them, it brings joy. More people join in, the circle swells, and the beat becomes more frantic. Soon everyone raises their hands to the sky, then points to the ground. They sing, "Long live God, death to Satan." This impromptu religious revival lasts for nearly an hour, tiring bodies, yet freeing minds from the stress of daily survival. That stress can be all-consuming during the pushing, yelling, and shoving necessary to reach the front of a line. Yet even during the jostling behind a water tanker, there are moments of ecstatic relief. This woman lets out a squeal as she finally fills her large bucket with cool water. It was the first she had received in 5 days. Not all cathartic moments are public. I saw one elderly woman nearly hidden by the leaves of a low-hanging tree. She said her simple song helped calm her tired nerves.
Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, amen.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Alleluia, amen. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.